Each day at this time, we'll be offering some instructions, some suggestions about exploring your experience with mindfulness, instructions about cultivating mindfulness. The mindfulness practice in general, we open to the entirety of our experience. As Gil said last night, nothing left out, nothing excluded. All of us can be included with this perspective of being aware of what's happening in the moment as it's happening. And so we open to the entirety of our experience with mindfulness, and one way to frame that entirety of experience is through this teaching, this lens, this perspective of the five aggregates. Seeing the processes of the aggregates at work, understanding this teaching in direct experience, not just as concept, but actually what's happening in our direct experience. It's helpful to begin with stabilizing the mind, because without a stability of mind, it's harder to connect with the deeper currents of our inner life. And so while the mindfulness practice in general opens to the entirety of our experience, we will start this morning with an exploration and cultivating a stability on an area of the body, that first aggregate. And we'll explore settling and stabilizing the attention on the experience of breathing. And as the days go on, we will explore opening. We will explore instructions about opening to the variety, the whole range of our experience. One of the things that I found really very helpful in terms of cultivating this stability of awareness is relaxation. Cultivating a container of relaxed attention that can hold, connect with, relax into, settle with the experience of breathing. And so we'll begin this morning with a little bit of an encouragement towards relaxation, and then we'll explore opening to the experience of breathing. And so settling into your body, finding a posture that feels both relaxed and alert. These two qualities of mind, relaxation and alertness, are not opposites. Actually, in some ways, when the mind is relaxed, it can be even more alert. So just to frame that immediately, relaxation and alertness can be present together. And so allowing the body to relax. Relaxing the head and face. In particular, releasing tension around the forehead, the eyes, the mouth. Relaxing the jaw, the neck and shoulders. Letting go of tension in the arms, the hands. Softening, relaxing the muscles of the chest and upper back. Relaxing all the muscles all the way around the rib cage. Letting the belly, the stomach muscles and belly be soft. We sometimes hold that area, so letting that hang a little bit, relax. Relaxing the middle and lower back, the hips. Softening the pelvis. You might even be able to soften a little bit inside the hip socket. Relaxing the legs, the muscles of the legs, the knees, the ankles, the feet. And having relaxed as much as is available in this moment, the muscles of the body, the outer layer of the body. It's also sometimes possible to check in and relax inside the body, in the core of the body. So see if there might be a possibility of relaxing inside the throat. Relax the heart. Relax the stomach and the intestines. Allowing all of the organs inside the body to relax as much as is available for you. May or may not be something you have access to. And as we support, as our body relaxes, this can support an easing of mental tension. And so encouraging, inclining towards a relaxation of mind, relaxing any worries or concerns about the past or the future. Even any worries or concerns about the present. In favor of opening to just the experience of here and now. As we relax the body and relax the mind, very naturally, the awareness, the attention takes in the experience of the present moment. And yet the sustaining of that attention is our work. And that is not easy. We do have to engage with that exploration. And a very helpful support for that is to allow the attention to start to connect with, to rest with the experience of breathing. Open to the experience of breathing that's already happening. You might notice sensations in the nostrils or in the mouth and throat. Or you might notice the movement of the chest, the expansion and contraction of the rib cage, the muscles around the chest. You might notice the sensations of the movement of the abdomen, the rising and falling of the abdomen as the breath comes in and out of the body. Or for you, a broader sense of the process of breathing might be most easy to connect with. It's often helpful to connect with the physical aspect, how the body breathes. And allow this attention to open to those sensations, to rest with those sensations. To support this container of relaxation and alertness around being with the breath, explore an attitude of friendliness, of kindness, kind attention and care. Actually, this practice of attending to our experience is one of the kindest things we can do for ourselves. I also find it helpful in exploring this relaxed attention. Sometimes as we allow our attention to settle and rest in one area of our experience, it's as if the attention narrows or focuses, and there's a sense of making things smaller sometimes. And through a shift of, almost a shift of perception, I sometimes find it helpful, rather than thinking of the attention getting small, to pay attention to the experience of breathing. Let the attention stay very big and let the sensations grow to fill up the awareness. Let the sensations of breathing be very big. As we give preference to the breath for this first day or so of the retreat, you will notice other experience. It's not as if we shut out everything. But seeing if there can be a connection with the experience of breathing that is a kind of a touchstone. We may be experiencing other body sensations or hearing or other emotions or states of mind. And yet we can still hold the breath at the center, in the foreground. And there's hearing and the breath, body sensations and the breath, letting the attention to the breath be our preference, but also not pushing away other experience. And of course, the mind will wander off into thought. First, this is completely normal. At some point, after the mind has wandered for a while, short or long, mindfulness will return and you will recognize that you have been thinking. In that moment, that's a beautiful moment, That's a very helpful moment to have a skillful relationship with, that moment when the mind wakes up and recognizes, oh, thinking is happening. It's very helpful in that moment to acknowledge perhaps the kind of thinking that's been happening, planning or remembering, judging, fantasizing. Taking a moment to notice because thought can create a new landscape of experience. If that new landscape, the new place we've arrived into as mindfulness has returned, if that new landscape is not acknowledged, it can be a slippery slope out of the present moment. And so opening to how has that experience of thinking impacted me? Is there tension that's crept into the body? An emotion or mood? Just kind of taking a little bit of open to inventory. If there is some tension that's crept in, it's fine to explore a relaxing of that tension. And as it feels, as your mind feels ready to reconnect, reopen to the experience of breathing, allowing this relaxed attention to the breathing to be at the center of your practice.